a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky. It's 82 degrees. KSL's top story. Governor Cox says students have permissions to unmask for the last week of school, but it's up to the individual school districts on whether it's okay. So far, two of the five school districts in Salt Lake County say they won't require masks that last week of school. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Both Granite and Canyon school districts say the masks are coming off that last week.
If students choose not to attend school in person for the final week of school for health or personal reasons, we will ensure that online learning opportunities will be extended to them.
Granite spokesman Jeff Haney says their reasoning.
We've told our community that we were going to follow the state law and the current health order. And now that there is a new health order in place, that's the one that we'll follow.
It was a similar message from Canyon spokesman Ben Horsley telling David Nugenovic lots of that last week is spent outdoors.
It probably makes it a lot easier for us to adhere to the order at that point in time.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:01. Utah is considering whether to follow Ohio's lead and offer a cash prize for a lucky person who gets a COVID vaccine. It's an effort to get more people to sign up for the shot with demand plateauing. Governor Cox says no amount of money is too much in order to get 5 or 10% more of the community vaccinated.
Anything we can do to encourage more people to get vaccinated, and if this is one of those things, then we will take it. If you have other ideas, please send them our way. We really have to think outside the box.
Ohio is giving 5 cash prizes of $1 million, but our governor makes it clear this is not going to be a lottery nor a raffle. It's the first day Utah kids as young as 12 can get the vaccine, and many are taking advantage. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Appointments are already available for kids between the ages of 12 to 15 through the Davis and Weber Morgan Health Departments. Appointments open up tomorrow for the Utah County Health Department and next Monday for the Salt Lake County Health Department. Many kids already received a shot today at the Legacy Events Center in Farmington, which will be open tomorrow from 10 to 8 and Saturday from 10 to 5. The Davis County Health Department told KSL earlier today that they are expecting an uptick in vaccination activity, and they currently have 16,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine in their possession to help meet that demand. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
So Salt Lake County will officially vaccinate 12-year-olds starting Monday, but if you go to Mountain American Expo Center before that, they say they're not going to turn your 12-year-old away. President Biden says it's a big day for the country as the CDC relaxes its mask recommendations. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can now go about their daily lives without a mask. President Biden saying he's now relying on the American people to make good choices.
If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask, and you can shake hands. You can even give each other a hug. But if you've not been vaccinated, please wear the mask.
The president says the country isn't in the clear yet. He says we are still losing too many people to COVID and need to get more people vaccinated. The latest research shows the COVID vaccines can stand up to variants. ABC medical contributor Dr. Todd Ellerin says the CDC's announcement could also incentivize people to get the shot.
It's more of that carrot in the hopes that people will feel like if they get vaccinated, then they'll be able to get something and certainly taking their masks off off.
Exceptions to the maskless rule include passengers on buses and planes. Masks will also be required at facilities such as hospitals and nursing homes. Dozens of civilians have been killed and hundreds more have been wounded in the latest round of fighting between Israel's military and a Palestinian militant group. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is also troubled by the violence in the streets.
As Muslims celebrate Eid and Jews prepare to mark Shavuot, Israelis and Palestinians deserve to take part in these celebrations without fear of violence.
Hamas has been firing rockets at Israeli airports, and Israel's military has started firing artillery and tank shells into the densely populated Gaza Strip. Now, Gaza's health ministry says 103 Palestinians have been killed, including 27 children. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict escalating, University of Utah professor Amos Giora lives right outside Jerusalem and described what he's been seeing to Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda.
It's at the moment, you know, there's constant rocket firing from Gaza into Israel, not only into Jerusalem, but towards Tel Aviv and obviously southern Israel.
Giora says riots in communities with both Jews and Arabs as neighbors are most distressing. He says he's never seen this before. KSL News Time 405, there's a land battle of sorts happening in Washington between Utah and Illinois. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson explains.
Lawmakers say Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is pushing a bill that would grab 1 million acres of land from Emory County, even though there was already a deal to allow things like grazing there. Utah Senator Mitt Romney says Durbin has tried this before.
If you get attacked first, you get to respond, or they're going to keep on attacking you.
So Romney and Representative John Curtis are pushing the Shawnee Wilderness Designation Act, which would take 289,000 acres in Illinois for wildlife preservation. Romney says if Durbin wants to protect wildlands, he should look at his own state, not Utah.
I'm not expecting these things to be passed, but I'm expecting people to stand up and take notice.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
406, Ricky Meese, are you seeing brake lights anywhere?
Not really so much on I-15. Now, we have some of the usual spots where it's getting heavy. Southbound I-15, Murray to Midvale, and northbound I-15 in Davis County. But I wanted to update our listeners, especially downtown drivers. The rollover crash we had at 200 South and Main in the final cleanup stages, and the lanes are open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
That's good. Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, a person you've never heard of, but you hear every day. Stay with us. My Minute of News is next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.